Joe DeGenova is here, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
Joe, I want to talk about something that happened in Minneapolis. You have the indictment, you have the George Floyd trial, and you have Derek Chauvin being found guilty, and his lawyers are already appealing for a lot of different reasons, claiming also that it was impossible for the jury to be impartial. Now you have the Department of Justice coming in, and they are now accusing all four of the cops who were involved in that of civil rights violations. But the other three officers, they don't even have their trial until August. So it hasn't even played out on a state level yet. And the DOG on a federal level is coming in and charging with civil rights violations. Is this something, I don't ever remember this happening before, but maybe I wasn't paying a lot of attention. Is this something that the DOJ regularly does?
Usually they don't. When there has been a conviction in a matter in which the Civil Rights Division might want to intervene, they generally defer to the state prosecution. It's for a number of reasons. As out of respect for states' rights, they've run a good case. They got their conviction. There's no need for the United States to bring a criminal case. Also, it's for the preservation of resources, scarce resources at the federal level. But there's another side to this, which is really very, very bad in terms of the judicial process. The Justice Department knows that there are state charges pending against the other three officers. The announcement of this indictment at this point, which was sealed, was unsealed for no good reason, in my estimation. It now prejudices the jury pool against the three officers in the state case. It's really quite remarkable. When you go back and consider all the mistakes that were made in the Chauvin trial, the jury was not sequestered. There was no change of venue to get it out of Minneapolis. You have the Maxine Waters public statements, the statements by Biden asking for a guilty verdict. And then you have this juror who apparently, quote, did not remember that he attended at least two of these events in which he supported the Floyd family. And he sat on that jury and was one of the people who rendered a guilty verdict. This is a massive problem in this case. And to compound it with a federal case where there is no legitimate interest, where there's been a conviction of the sole person who's been tried, is really, really a terrible, terrible precedent for the United States Department of Justice.
Lots of questions about this. One, this is the Civil Rights Division, Joe. So when I see Civil Rights Division, I assume they're getting involved because of a race consideration. But I thought that at no point during the Derek Chauvin trial, or at any point really, has anybody made the case that the reason George Floyd is dead is because of his race.
Well, that's true, but the Civil Rights Division becomes involved all the time in excessive force cases.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be race, although it usually is a case where you have excessive force being used against a black defendant. So all in all, there are many reasons that the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department should not be involved in this case at this moment.
Now, the other side of this is, like, doesn't Derek Chauvin himself, isn't he entitled to civil rights? I mean, you laid out a really good case just a moment ago, sort of a summary of all of the ways that his trial was unfairly influenced by outside forces, and that those forces should have never played a role whatsoever in the trial. Isn't there a case to be made that his civil rights were violated?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that a good case can be made for that, given judgments by the trial judge, the conduct of the jurors, the conduct of the family. Let's remember, on the opening day of Chauvin's trial, the Floyd family held a news conference on the steps of the courthouse. That was done with the permission of the court. That's just remarkable to me when you have a jury that is not sequestered. Then you had the $27 million settlement with the Floyd family, which was announced, and the jury was made aware of it. There is a pile of evidence that Officer Chauvin could not get a fair trial and indeed did not get a fair trial. And now that we know that one of the jurors was compromised, and I don't, by the way, I don't see there's any way that the judge cannot throw out this conviction as a result of the new information about what the juror did and did not tell the court about during jury questioning when he was asked about it. I just don't see how he can't throw out this case.
Yeah, and then so, you know, you would think that the same thing is going to happen with these other three cases in this civil rights case that's being brought by the DOJ. That's got to go down the same road because, again, this is being announced before their trial even starts in August.
Yes, and that was totally unnecessary. This was very political, this announcement by the Justice Department. There was no need to announce a sealed indictment. Okay, you've got a sealed indictment. Keep it sealed. There was no reason to announce that. Those three officers, Tao, Lane, and Kung, are going on trial in August.
Yes.
And that's a state case. And the Justice Department has just announced that they're charging them as well. That's clearly going to prejudice the jury pool. Now,
Joe,
if these courts don't move these cases out of Minneapolis, both the state and the federal cases, these cases are going to be in courts for years.
Joe, our mutual friend Andrew McCarthy agrees with you. He wrote a piece this weekend saying that this is abusive and that as a law enforcement matter, the prosecution is not defensible. But he said as a political matter, this all makes sense. The Biden administration needs to appease its angry base on the hard left. The administration is not in a position to deliver landmark progressive legislation. So instead, it's using the Justice Department to project solidarity with Black Lives Matter and other woke activists, fueling a toxic narrative around the nation's police. Do you see it the same way?
I do. I do. I think Andy has hit it right on the head. This is a terrible, terrible mistake by the Justice Department. Unnecessary, redundant. There's already been a trial. There are going to be other state trials. This is not a situation where the state of Minnesota has abandoned its duty to defend the rights of George Floyd and to hold accountable its police officers. The state has done exactly the right thing. So the reason for the Justice Department to intervene as a matter of policy and law enforcement does not exist. So that Andy's analysis that this is very political is the only thing that makes any sense.
Joe, before we let you go, every now and then I feel compelled to ask you, just so people don't forget, anything from John Durham?
I don't know. It's like this is like an opera from the old days when there's a ship and it's floating along somewhere in the skies and we know not where it is.
Yes.
This is almost the nomadic prosecutor. I have no idea what's going on.
That's right.
And I must say, it's very disappointing. And at this point, it's almost irrelevant. The history has passed this by.
Yeah, we'll find out what happened with Durham when we find out who killed Jeffrey Epstein. That's all on the way. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe.
As always, Joe DiGenova.
You bet, guys. You bet. So-